This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
From a Bears perspective, would you rather play the Vikings with Darnold or the Vikings with Aaron Rodgers twice a year and possibly a playoff game?
I want Rodgers because I want to beat him so bad.
There we go.
I want him on the team. Like, Darnold, I had no dog in the fight. You know, and I was kind of rooting for Darnold because he, you know, he was an underdog.
Yeah.
Kind of been cast out.
Well,
in
we
New
ruined
York.
Them pretty much. Yeah, and yeah, you can root for the reclamation
then,
project.
Then you go in there and you got a great system set up, great coaching, and look at him. You know, he shows what he can do. So I would love to get Rodgers in there. I would just love to beat him down, man. I want to beat him twice a year. I would love to do it. I think we're going to be such an exciting team next year too in Chicago.
Is that because he owned you when he was with the Packers,
yes.
or any personal
Correct.
Stuff or anything?
I mean, I think he's a goof.
That was Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins joining us earlier. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Rollins will be at the world's most famous arena tonight, Monday Night Raw, steel cage match against CM Punk, and a legitimate Bears fan and NFL fan, so fun to talk to him. Evan and Tiki BT are going to have Paul Goldschmidt on. What'd you say, 3 o'clock? What time? 3 o'clock off. Goldschmidt just another base hit. He homered today. Base hit there. He will talk to Evan and Tiki coming up at 3 o'clock as well. As we're getting into it here.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. I'm ready. I can't wait.
Well, I mean, you have some business to attend to first.
What do you mean?
The Johnnies.
Of course.
I mean, you're what do you mean? What do I mean? Johnnies? You get the Johnnies. This is a huge. I mean, we've now turned the corner from, and for me, because you know, I had the eye surgery, so February was kind of messed up anyway. But after the Super Bowl until this week are usually the lightest sports talk weeks. And now we're here, where it's getting warmer and warmer. I mean, daylight savings over the course of the weekend. You got NFL free agency going nuts today. I'm sure tomorrow, all week, it's going to have the Giants and Jets going to have their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You got baseball on the horizon, even with the unfortunate injuries to both the Mets and Yanks. And you got the Johnnies in the Big East tournament starting on Thursday afternoon, and then we'll see where their seeding is on Sunday. Do you have an updated ranking for them, by the way?
They just released it. They stayed at 6.
Okay, so that's where they're going to close the year
stayed.
At 6?
Okay. Yeah, the regular season, 6 in the AP.
Now, right, because the next stop is seeding, right? So they're going to be...
They'll do the seeding. Obviously, Selection Sunday is this Sunday coming up here. So... they will play on Thursday at noon, as you said. That's the Providence Butler the day before. And you get a nice advantage because they'll play that winter. So you're rested. The other team's tired.
Right.
And, you know, I still don't think they could get a 1, even if they win the Big East tournament. I don't think they're going to be a 1.
But they're going to be a 2 seed?
Right now, I think in some brackets they are. Like,
that's
I found this thing
insane.
Called, what's it called? Bracket Matrix. And they take, like, I think over 100 bracketologists, including the ones everybody knows, Lenardi and everybody. Jerry Palm, CBS, and they come up with an average there. I tweeted this if you guys want to check out my Twitter account. I think as of this morning, their seed average was 2.88. So they're either going to be the lowest of the, you know, unless something wacky happens, lowest of the two,
the highest three,
or the number one or the number two,
yeah,
three seed.
I mean,
it's amazing.
For you, it's incredible because you've been involved in it. Even for me, though, I have much more intrigue in the Big East tournament and Selection Sunday, vested interest finding out where St. John's is going to be, who they match up with. Like, this is an exciting week for college basketball, one that we usually don't have in these parts.
I can't wait. And so I was at a nice spot over the weekend in Long Beach, having a great time. St. John's watch party, just awesome. I put a lot of stuff on social if you guys want to check it out. And I'm in the car, and I have my son and his best buddy. They big young, you know, young St. John's fans. You know that, Sal. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, they were sucking down wings and Shirley Temples, the ginger ale with the cherry juice and pizza and burgers. We get in the car. They gonk out. They conk out. I put the fan on, and Loogie's starting to show. What does he lead with? The Johnnies. Leads with the Johnnies.
How about that?
So Johnny's fever is picking up. It's going to be a blast. I can't.
Lead him with the Johnnies. I mean, Loogie, what are we doing?
Hey, take it easy. We got to remember the way they just won in overtime. No. You didn't see that.
I did.
Live, did
no,
you?
No, not live. What was I doing? What was this Sunday?
It was Saturday. It was at 12 noon, so it was probably around 2:20, 2:30. Just a wild finish. But now the fun starts, and now the pressure gets ratcheted up. I'm actually going out to campus today to shoot the last Red Storm Report, episode number 10. So I can't wait to chat with Rick. I want to see if Davon Smith is healthy and go win this thing. Like, St. John's is the favorite to win the Big East tournament.
And looking forward to watching it coming later on this week. And some good news before we say goodbye, BT, about the Yanks. I know everybody's going to be waiting the official news on Gerrit Cole. But, hey, Dom Smith just ripped the double down the line. Dom Smith is having... Right? No, awesome. Dom Smith, what do you mean? What?
Nice.
What? Dom I mean, he could be a player for you. You need a DH? Need some depth, maybe? You got Dom Smith.
Dove, how much time we have left
Dom
here, Dove?
Dom Smith, we're about a half...
I want to see how long... If I could ignore him trying to pull me into... Dom Smith.
I mean, he's having a great spring.
Fantastic. You want him back?
No, not the Mets.
Exactly.
We've moved on. We've elevated.
We've elevated. Is that what you said?
We've elevated.
Yeah, we've elevated.
We got soda.
Yeah, I know you got some sticks. We'll see if you get the pitcher.
Hey, enjoy the
both
wins.
Both teams have some problems.
Enjoy the wins with the Johnnies.
Both teams.
Baseball may not go in your favor.
Yeah, okay.
This year,
both teams. Way too early to start saying that. Yeah, I think you have to take a realistic approach with the Yankees. It's been a rough spring, but get the shots in now, buddy. Get the shots in now.
No, I'm just messing with you. All kidding aside.
I know, because once the season starts, you might have Soto.
Soto.
But you know where the best player resides? In the Bronx. Not in Queens. It's in the Bronx.
We should do our own draft of the players. Sometimes we do that on SNY, a rough draft of the rosters, and see after
the best players in New York.
Yeah, where we would go.
How many Yankees and how many Mets?
Yeah, and we got to do over-unders. There's so much to get to.
We got a lot to get to, buddy.
Well, good thing is we have the rest of the week. So we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy your Monday.